the Maytau Clinic in the Thai border town of Mae Sot. Each week, children and infants receive vaccinations, especially for hepatitis B, as part of the healthcare program. The clinic, which provides care for more than 110,000 Burmese refugees each year, faces growing challenges to assist HIV and tuberculosis patients after the halt of an AIDS antiretroviral program sponsored by Doctors Without Borders, Medicine Sans Frontières, MSF. MSF shut down their ARV program on the border before announcing in October this year its complete withdrawal from healthcare activities in Thailand after 35 years. MSF said it was leaving after it failed to gain permission from Thai authorities to provide healthcare for undocumented migrants and vulnerable populations in Thailand. The 20-year Maytau Clinic says in its latest annual report, its ARV patients face increased difficulty in obtaining medicine directly from the Mae Sot Thai Hospital because its ARV program was already full. Cynthia Muang, director of the Maytau Clinic, says the highly mobile refugee population poses difficult challenges for healthcare workers.
See, HIV is one of the big challenges because of population mobility and vulnerability and economic opportunity, especially for Burma. And so HIV is a big challenge because according to our information or data here, the HIV prevalence among pregnant women and this gradually increased.
Muang began assisting Burmese students fleeing the Burmese military's 1988 crackdown. The clinic now plays a vital role in the border community healthcare system. It also includes villages inside Karen State and supports refugee schools in Thailand. In addition to reproductive health care, the clinic also provides dental care and prosthetics for victims of landmines in Burma. She says conflict and subsequent social instability between Burma's ethnic communities and government forces have taken a toll on child welfare and health.
Like nutrition, childhood nutrition, malnutrition and psychosocial problems because of abuse and drugs, and so psychosocial is become a challenge and burden because people don't feel safe and they traumatized, don't feel safe. So I think when we talk about health, we really need to promote psychosocial health.
British volunteer doctor Mary Bullier says the clinic's workload focuses on treating respiratory infections such as pneumonia and severe diarrhea and vomiting, as well as blood disorders. Bullier says families travel hazardous distances to ensure their children receive health care.
The patients there are very strong and resilient, and they the amount they go through to get their children to the clinic, it's only when you start asking questions that you realise how difficult it has even been for them to bring their child to the clinic, and the care, so the amount of sacrifice that parents make for their children here is amazing.
Clinic Director Mung says the clinic hopes to ensure ongoing support for the communities, as well as promoting sustained development and a safe environment for those people facing life's uncertainties along the Thai and Burmese border. Last week, Burma's newly formed Human Rights Commission has also warned of thousands of children in Kachin State, displaced by fighting in recent months, are suffering from psychological trauma, while adults face mounting insecurity because of the ongoing conflict. Ron Corbin for VOA News on the Thai border town of Mae Sot.